Morning, guys, and welcome to the boys from Katz High School. Great to have you here. Great to join in learning together. Great way to start the day and davening and learning together with the yeshiva. So just to fill them in, we've been going through Hilchas Shabbos, but we've been jumping around to the lighter topics of Hilchas Shabbos, not the malachas, not muksa. Those are very, very challenging, which Mr. Hashem will get to. We're going to the lighter topics, the softer topics we could gain a lot from to be mechabed our Shabbos properly. So we're now up to Reish Samach Beis. Nothing new really to add on that what's around in the Mishnah Berurah and the Yerushalayim, but I'll add maybe a couple of ha'aras here along the way. So Reish Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch tells us about the Indian of covering the tablecloths. And then in Siman Beis, Sif Beis rather, Sif Gimel, he talks about how to dress, what clothing to wear. So he writes in Sif Beis, Yishtadel Yishayulo Begadim Na'im L'Shabbos. A person should try to have nice clothing for Shabbos. Vim Ief Sharlov, a person cannot. L'fachos Yishalshel, he shall at least lower his clothing somehow. Begadim L'mata Derech Kavod. They used to have some type of robes that they could lower. It's not really Shaykh for us, but that's why you see Chabad wear the long coats usually. Because that's a longer, not just a regular jacket, but it's a longer coat. That's a way to mechabed Shabbos. But a person really should change all his clothing, not just his outer coat. So here you have, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Hey, he says, Yishtadel dichsiv v'chibadito, you have to honor Shabbos, v'darshu chazal. The Gemara tells us, Shelo yehe mabushecha shel Shabbos ki mabushecha shel chol. Your weekday clothing and Shabbos clothing should be entirely different. The question is how far? How much different does that have to be? Which articles of clothing must be different? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'tov shelo yilbash b'Shabbos mikom masha lavash b'chol afilu chalak. Anything you wear during the week should not be worn on Shabbos. Even your robe should be different, that as well. So how far do we go? What about the undergarments? What about belts? What about socks? What about coats? What about, I don't know, gloves and scarves? You live up in New York. Do these things have to be changed as well? There's someone in my shul who owns a company, a shirt company, the very nice shirt company. And every yontif he sends me new shirts. It's very nice, but I wear them during the week, not on Shabbos, so it doesn't really help me out. So I have a ton of weekday shirts, but it doesn't help me for Shabbos shirts, because your shirts for Shabbos should be different than the shirts for the weekday. So how far do we go? So the Dirshu quotes a number of different poskim, the belt. So they bring down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal Tanya, that a person should also have a different belt on Shabbos and a different belt on the weekday. They quote from the Gra Zerah, the Maaser Rav, that he changed every article of clothing, lo yotz min haklal, without exception. Even their undergarments and the socks were also completely changed. He had special articles of clothing designated for Shabbos from top to bottom. And then they bring the Chazon Ish that had a different kippah, a special kippah he wore just for Shabbos, different than during the week. So we see that everything should really be clothed, changed. And what about undergarments itself, though? It's mashma from the Gra, everything was changed. They quote from Nissen Karelitz that he says, no, you don't have to change undergarments. You don't have to have special Shabbos undershirts. He says, because the Indian of Shabbos clothing is to be mechabed. It should be showing honor. Only that which is seen, that's visible. My shirt, my tie, my jacket, my suit, that is visible. But that which is not visible, that's not bechlal, the Indian of changing Shabbos clothing, and you could have the same undergarments, according to Nissen Karelitz. That being said, the Gra seems to have changed every article of clothing. What about tzitzis? If you wear tzitzis on the outside, then they should be different. It's visible. If you wear the strings on the outside, they should also be visible. They should be different. Now, maybe you can't tell because it's the same. No, you can't really tell the difference of Shabbos clothing or Shabbos tzitzis. But brought down for the poskim, ideally you should have special tzitzis for Shabbos, different than that and during the week. Now, the question comes up, if I change my tzitzis Erev Shabbos after you've showered, should you say a new bracha? The poskim say you should say a new bracha. You're changing a new tzitzis, you should say a new bracha when changing from a weekday tzitzis to Shabbos tzitzis. So what about your coat? What about your scarf and gloves if you wear them to keep, or your raincoat? Maybe it's more shaykh, a raincoat here in Florida. Should that be special, designated for Shabbos versus the weekday? So they bring down as well, Rav Nissen Karelitz writes that this too is not to be mechabed. I'm not wearing a raincoat or a coat to be mechabed. I wear clothing to be mechabed Shabbos. I don't need to wear a jacket. I don't need to wear a tie. I wear it because it shows covered Shabbos. But wearing a coat, it's not covered Shabbos. That's because I'm cold. That's because it's rainy. So Nissen Karelitz says you don't have to have special Shabbos coats, special Shabbos gloves, special Shabbos scarves. That being said, the Pesukei Teshuvos points out that many do have a practice to have them anyways. You don't have to. But to be mechabed Shabbos as much as possible, it's ideal to have a special Shabbos coat if you can afford it, a special raincoat, a special Shabbos hat if you wear a hat, special scarf, special gloves. Everything should be special for Shabbos if possible. Now, the other question they talk about in the poskim is, how long do you have to wear the clothing for? At what point could I remove my Shabbos clothing and change into weekday clothing? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, let's finish reading Siv Gimel for a second in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Gimel, Yilbash begadav hanam, a person should wear these nice clothing. V'yismach b'viyah Shabbos, a person should be so excited to wear Shabbos clothing. K'yotze likras hamelech, k'yotze likras chasim akala. Like he's going to greet the king, he's going to greet a chasim akala. The Rabbi Chanina ma'atav v'koy b'fani demali Shabbosah, he would stand enwrapped in a talis and clothing, Erev Shabbos. V'amar boe v'neite likras Shabbos ma'akasa, I'm going to greet the Shabbos queen. Rabbi Yanai omer boi kala boi chala. And the Ramah writes an important din here. V'yalbish atma b'vigdei Shabbos miyad achar shirochatz atma. A person shouldn't take a shower, then wear weekday clothing and change later on. You should go immediately from your bath or shower to wearing your Shabbos clothing. V'zeu kavod Shabbos. That's what a person should do to honor Shabbos. V'al kein lo yirchatz Shabbos elo samach le'erev. You should take a shower close to Shabbos, shiyalbish atma miyad, and get dressed immediately. That's the idea. And before I get to how long a person should wear Shabbos clothing for, they bring down here an interesting discussion as well in the Piskei Tshuvos. What about your pajamas? Should your pajamas be special for Shabbos or not? So according to the Gra, every article of clothing that you wear in Shabbos should be Shabbos clothing. According to Nissen Karel, seemingly, no one sees you in your pajamas, so it's not a covered Shabbos. You could wear regular weekday pajamas. They bring down from the Kolba, one of the Rishonim, who says the reason why we wear big day Shabbos is not only L'chavad Shabbos, but also to remind us that Shabbos, so we don't violate any Chil Shabbos. So what happens, there have been times the past few weeks, I don't know where I am sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I don't know if I'm in Boca or, it really has happened, I'm looking to see where my clock is, and it's on a different side of the room, so I'm like, where is my clock, where am I? So what happens, so sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, is it Shabbos or is it Sunday? There's a big tiny in my house, we had a crock pot that used to have like a little hole on top, which it meant to have a hole, but you'd smell the chum. So you know it's Shabbos. You wake up in the middle of the night, it's Shabbos. We have a new crock that broke. We have a new one, and there's no smell. So it took us a while to realize, is it Shabbos or not? Now we're just used to it, but that used to be the simon that it was Shabbos. We'd smell the children in the house. So Shabbos clothing is also to remind us that it's Shabbos. So Kobo says that the reason why you should wear pajamas that are special for Shabbos, so you wake up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, oh, these are my Shabbos pajamas. I'm not going to turn the light on. I'm not going to be chal Shabbos. That's another reason why a person should wear Shabbos clothing in every aspect, even when he goes to sleep. Now, finally, how long does a person have to wear Shabbos clothing for? Meaning, when Shabbos is over, should you change right away? Could you wear it on longer? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches, he writes, Yilbash v'yelech behem ad motzei Shabbos achar Havdalah. You wear them through Havdalah, and afterwards you could take them off. Does that mean you should take it off right away? Should you wear it from Lav Malka? So I quote different poskim here. Rav Nissen Karelitz writes that you don't have to take it off right away. You just have to wear it until Havdalah, but you don't have to take it off if you don't want to. And they bring down from the Chumash Hadeshim that he would wear it until he went to sleep. But they also bring to the Chazon Ish and the Stipler that they would actually take it off immediately after Havdalah. They'd change their clothing. So yesh v'yesh, because there's a concept, just like we shouldn't wear weekday clothing on Shabbos, we also shouldn't wear Shabbos clothing during the week. I shouldn't just on a Wednesday wear Shabbos clothing. It's somehow a bizayon of Shabbos clothing. So the question is, how long does the Kedusha of Shabbos last for? So different poskim. Some say ad Havdalah. Some say until Lav Malka. Some say until you go to sleep. So yesh v'yesh, whatever your practice is, it's fine. And the Stipler and Feld, you should take it off right away. So whatever you do is really, really fine. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Again, welcome to all the Cat's Voice.